Hello, Mrs. Atusa. Thank you so much. A great topic for men, and thank you. I appreciate it. And of course, for women, because push-up is a great and affordable exercise that all people around the world can use, because we don't need anything. If you're poor or rich, you can do it anyway, because you don't need any dumbbell, you don't need any barbell, you don't need anything, in fact. So you just put your hands on the surface and go down and come up. That's all. And here's some of the experience that I want to share with you, since you like to exercise a lot and you exactly have the determination and, of course, commitment exactly like me in towards, of course, exercising and, of course, English. So I'm not gonna talk about English. So only push-ups and exercising. So I've experienced the same thing, and I've learned it from some of the great coaches around the world, including Bruce Lee. Okay, so as you may know, that Bruce Lee is one of the most powerful skinny guys around the world. He was, of course, he's not, because he's dead, by the way. So we know that he had very, very small muscles, but he was so, so powerful that, you know, some guys twice his size couldn't even lift the weights that he could. So if we are talking about, you know, strength, muscles, and of course, some training in order to improve our strength and, of course, our muscles, we can use some of the training that usually he has done. So at first, we need the most focus when we are doing push-ups, okay? When we want to have the most tension, in other words. So we have to control our breathing. When we go down, we have to inhale. And then when we are coming up, we have to exhale. As you mentioned, of course, you talked about how to be so precise and, of course, concentrated on this. So when you want to go down, in my opinion, it's better when you go down, don't come up instantly, suddenly, okay? Just when you go down, you just stay there maybe for 1, 2, 3 seconds and slowly come up, and again slowly come down, go down, and then 1, 2, 3, come up. And after it's done, maybe you had some reps, about maybe 10 reps, 10 repetition. And then you come up and have the most tension in your body. You know, we have figures, right? So if you're doing that, just focus and do this, and for maybe 5 or 6 seconds. Just have some tension on your chest muscles and your, you know, shoulders muscles, and of course your biceps, the down part of the shoulders. Some of the muscles we have in our arms. So just do your best and have the most tension, okay? Just inhale and exhale at the same time, and just push as much as you can until you feel the most, you know, the most tension in your muscles, and then slowly leave it, okay? Slowly make the tension decreased, and then you will have the most strength. And this is the Bruce Lee's method, and with this thing you will build much, much more muscles and, of course, more strength. So if you're too focused on this you know, strength, and of course you want to build some muscles, you can do this, and of course it's going to help you a lot, because it's a good method, right? And I talked about this in the past. I talked about engagement. And the more you get involved with push-ups, the more you will be improved, right? So this is how you can engage. You talked about quantity. Just go down and come up. Go down and come up. Yes, some people can do it. Maybe 20 reps or 30 reps, maybe 100 reps, But if someone wants to have the most engagement, that person must be too focused, have the most tension in his muscles, even if you just do 8 or 10. With the most tension, you will have a better results than have 30 just going fast and coming up very fast, and that's not gonna help a lot. So this is my experience, and I hope this is useful for you too. So thank you again, because of the great topic. I really enjoyed it, and keep going.